elektrisiteit en vlisverwyderingdienste lewer indien hy nie betaal word nie. Die stad sê hy gaan nou sy veldtog verskerp om nie betalende inwoners se dienste af te sny, maar is bereid om oor afbetalingsooreenkomste te onderhandel. Ek is Chanel September, meer nie som 1 uur of besoek checkaroundfm.com en klik op news.
But wait, don't go. We need you because you are our expert. You are our guide to the GNU, because it's a brand GNU day.
I love it, GNU.
It's a GNU day. Wow, ongelooflik. Gister die aankondiging van die NFP in KwaZulu-Natal that they are joining the ANC-DA alliance along with the IFP, giving them 41 seats in the 80-seat KZN local parliament. So, wowee, on a knife's edge.
Exactly. Obviously, still lots of talks taking place. We're still waiting for that official confirmation. But according to reports, we've got it on good authority that GNU, or the National Government of Unity, that is set to happen in terms of the DA, ANC, IFP, and PA as well.
Yeah. Oh, and the PA's joined in as well. So, well, there you go. Wow. It is a really, really big day for South African politics. I guess we're only expected to have the announcement of the Speaker and the President later today.
Yes, so currently they're on a 15-minute break. That was a request by the EFF. And so proceedings are set to resume after that break. And that's when we expect it to continue. And ultimately later today, be knowing who the President will be and the Speaker.
Is it they elect the Speaker first and then the President later this afternoon?
To be honest, I'm not sure, Alex, in which order they do it. But I would assume that it would be the Speaker and then the President.
Yeah, because the Speaker needs to actually pull the whole thing together and start with the protocols. Okay, so that's interesting. Also, I've heard no other names bandied about as a future new President.
No, me too.
So it looks like the incumbent President will be in for another 5 years.
Looks like it, but you know, with politics, anything can change at the 11th hour.
Anything can change. We will keep you up to date. No hysteria here on Jacaranda FM. Thank you, Chanel. More news coming up every hour through to the 6 o'clock. During the course of the week, there was a little bit of a miscommunication from the International Space Station. Have you guys heard this story? It's an ongelooflike story. At about 5:28 on Wednesday morning, audio was aired on the NASA live stream, supposedly from the ISS, indicating that a crew member on board was experiencing effects related to decompression sickness. If you are in a pressurized tin can floating up in low Earth orbit and whatever, and you've got depressurization, oh, yalla vattle. It's not as if, like, those masks fall from the ceiling panels above you. No, it's a little bit like, what? Anyway, the audio was actually from a simulation exercise that was being conducted. And it was inadvertently routed onto the main ISS NASA feed, where thousands of feet of space watchers who had been listening to the broadcast, or the narrowcast, if you like, were completely freaked out and thought that the International Space Station was about to end itself. No, it was just simulation. You know, kind of like The Matrix, just, well, as scary, I guess. Anywho, good stuff coming up on the show today. More of the music that you love. We've got the Clicks Always On competition. 2,500 Rand in Clicks Club Card cash back up for grabs. It is World Blood Donor Day. We're going to be talking about that in a little bit. And of course, it was the debut of the Dadness live on Jacka this morning, Friday Live. So we'll have a report back on that as well. What do you mean, what am I waiting for? Oh, pressing this button? No problem.
This is 30 minutes of more music. Non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh yeah. I get my weed from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north. Yeah. I get my light right from the source. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Can I see you?